Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1196. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe Dovim Rabbanan Zisel. Lilu Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Rafu Shlemi Hudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina. Our learning should talk about Chus for Klal Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our new malacha of Goizei's shearing. Okay, so I just want to talk about one interesting thing. It was brought to my attention, actually something which we spoke about in the malacha of Shoichet, slaughtering, when we spoke about the different parts of whereby making oneself bleed and so on, how to work with it. Okay, so there were two things which we said, which I just want to straighten out. Number one, we spoke about a scab. If somebody has a scab, let's say on their face or whatever, any part of their body, and if they pull it off, it'll make themselves bleed. So we spoke about, we said that is not allowed to be done. Pull off a scab, you make yourself bleed, fine. But what I just want to stress the point that even a scab on the skin, which we'll talk about in detail, but I want to clear it up now, and that is if somebody has a scab on their skin, and then it's pretty healed up, and they know if they pull it off, it won't bleed. They've done this before during the week or whatever the case is, and it won't bleed. So I won't have the problem of shoychet, slaughtering, whereby I'm making oneself bleed. But the problem of pulling off a scab does fall under the malach of goizei's shearing. We're going to see pulling out. We'll see what it's all about in the Mishnah Berurah and so on, and moving down the line. But pulling something out from the body, off the skin, or whatever the case is, like hair and nails and all these different type of things, which we'll talk about, a scab would fall under the malach of Geizei. So if a person makes himself bleed, you have two problems. You have Sheichet slaughtering, you have Sheichet, the Melach of Sheichet, and you have the Melach of Geizei. But if they don't bleed, so you don't have Sheichet, but you still have Geizei, which is, again, taking, you know, something from the body and the skin and so on, which we'll see what that's all about. So that has to be, just wanted to clear that up, number one. As far as a scab, taking off a scab, even though one will not bleed, still one is not allowed to do that. Now, there's another thing also which we mentioned in reference to a tooth. Somebody has a loose tooth, and usually if somebody pulls out a tooth, there's bleeding. So good, so we said on Shabbos, you don't pull out the tooth because of the fact you make yourself bleed, so you can't pull out the tooth. We're not talking about dangerous situations. We're talking about a standard case. You wait till after Shabbos, and that's all. You make yourself bleed. But there are some times that a tooth taka, everybody knows, there's certain times that a tooth is mamish, it's basically out. And it's just like, there's a mashu, there's a little drop of a string, a strand, or a piece of skin, or whatever, holding it, and you pull it off. You know it's not going to bleed. You've done it in the past, or whatever, and during the week, you've done it. And it won't make the person bleed, or from a child. We're talking about from a child in general. A lot of times, the child's tooth is loose, and sometimes it comes up on Shabbos. So a person knows, I'll pull it out, it won't bleed, I've done it in the past, it's very loose. But we have to know, that's also falls under the category of Goizei's shearing. Again, you're disconnecting a part from the body, be it a tooth, whatever, be it a scab, so that is not allowed to be done. So even the fact, so just to chazir over real quickly, even the fact somebody pulls off a scab, or they pull out a tooth or whatever, and they'll say, well, it doesn't bleed, I know for sure it's not going to bleed, there's no issues, no problems at all, but you have to know that falls under the malacha of Goizei's shearing, and that is also not allowed to be done. In both cases, both in the scab and both in the tooth, even though there won't be any bleeding, one has to be careful not to pull it out on Shabbos. Now, in conjunction with that, again, we still are in the introduction of Goizei's, the Melach of Goizei's shearing, but since this situation was brought to my attention, I just want to real quickly go through it while we're on the subject. And page 681 brings down the Sefer Lamentes Melachos, a few other things to keep in mind in conjunction with these type of things like a scab, a tooth, possibly, whatever. He says, just as trimming nails, we'll see, obviously one can't cut their nails, they can't bite your nails, but so too is cutting a wart. Somebody has a wart, right? They want to shave down a wart, cut a wart, pimples, loose bits of skin, all these type of things, pulling it off the body is running into problems. We spoke about sometimes somebody wants to just take out a little bit of pus, that's something else. But to actually stop pulling off pieces of skin, pulling off, pulling off the pimple itself. Sometimes you have a pimple, a person has a pimple that dried up, right, or something like that, and they want to pull it off, just pull it off. It's already, you know, the skin is dry, you just pull it off like a scab type of a thing, or possibly a wart. Also, it's dried up. Person, sometimes they have certain medications, and it just dries up the wart, and it's falling off. You pull it off, it's not going to bleed. There's no issues of bleeding, but all this falls under the iser of Goizei's shearing. Just like that's what he says. Just as trimming nails is prohibited, obviously is not allowed. So too is the cutting of warts, pimples, loose bits of skin, even if it's dried up. He brings this down again on page 681. Now, I just want to end off with one more thing, and again, hopefully next year we'll get more into the introduction of Goizes. Now, we have to realize all these different things that a person does, whether it's, you know, taking, cutting their nails, or all these different things, taking off a pimple, a wart, or the scab, or whatever it is. Even though one does not use an instrument, obviously a lot of these things, you have instruments, you have scissors, you have different type of things that, different type of medical, instruments, if you want to call it that. Sometimes they shave down the wart or whatever the case is. Different type of things that help in removing these type of things from the skin or possibly whatever the case is. So we have to know. So in those cases, you're dealing with mamash deraisa. If a person goes ahead and uses a utensil, for example, if somebody I take a scissor and I start cutting my nails on Shabbos, right? So a person takes a scissor, they cut their nails on Shabbos. That's a deraisa. That's the real deraisa of goizes, of sharing. Biting the nails is also you're not allowed to do, but it will be a derabbanan. Still, it's still usher. So the point I'm trying to make is right now, again, we're going to talk about the nails, we'll talk about all these things, but all these various different type of things that one does in removing different things from the body, like nails, pimples, warts, scabs, all these things, even though they won't be doing it with a utensil per se, in which case, if they use a utensil, it will be a deraisa of goizes, but if they do, even though they're doing it with their hands, it is still aser midrabanan. Okay, so the point we're trying to make over here is that, a person shouldn't go ahead and think, well, if I don't use some sort of an instrument per se or some sort of a kli to do this action of goizes, so then, you know, how bad could it be? It's with a shinoi or whatever, it's not the regular way. You have to know any way that it's done, if it's not the regular way, yeah, so it's still asa medrabon and it'll still be asa. If it's done the regular way, like we said, with a instrument, kli or whatever, so then you're dealing with a diaraisa. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll hope Mirz Hashem next year we'll get into the introduction from the Mishnah Berurah, see exactly what is goizes. In other words, for example, if I pull out hairs, it's from skin of a person, skin of an animal, a live animal, dead animal. What exactly, where do we draw the line? What is it all about? And what are the guidelines and so on? We'll see in the upcoming Shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, Bracha, Kol Tov.